to make the stop there at around the 5-yard line. And that's where the Falcons of River Valley will begin their first drive of the game. River Valley in all black uniforms with green numerals. So suffice it to say tonight, folks, on my end, you're not going to be getting a whole lot of names going forward in this ball game. But River Valley 2-7 on the season, a bit of a down year for the Falcons. The Hillmen on the flip side at 7-2. The Hillmen defense shored up a lot of things against Yuba City last week. It was a great defensive dominating performance for them. 1st and 10 from the 5, and that first run for River Valley is going to go absolutely nowhere, as making the stop on that one looks to be Ivan Da Silva, number 75 in there on the stop, as well as number 24, William Santa Maria. 2nd and 11, they're going to say a loss of one there for River City, or River Valley, excuse me. The Hillmen last week did not disappoint, unlike weeks prior. They got off the field no problem, and so they look to do the same thing tonight. 2nd and 11, 11:18 to play. They're going to run it again, and this one's going to go absolutely nowhere, as the Hillmen make another great play. Luke Platzer was in on the stop there. And so it'll be 3rd and long coming up now for River Valley. 3rd and 11. They've got to get the ball to, it looks like, their own 20-yard line. Again, it's going to be a bit of a struggle today because the uniforms are all black with dark forest green numerals, and the field is gray with white numbers. 3rd and 12, 10:44 to play. High snap in the shotgun. They go back to pass. They're going to throw it, and that pass is caught at around the 15-yard line. But it'll be 4th down coming up now for River Valley with 10:37 to play, and they're going to actually call it incomplete. So now it'll be, well, the pass is complete. Excuse me, 4th down coming up now. It'll be 4th and 5, a gain of 7 on that play. .37 to play as River Valley will punt it away now. It's a great punt there as Kiefer Abs will field it at his own 40. He'll break one tackle, tripped up, and then it'll go, and it'll actually be fielded at River Valley's 40-yard line. So the Hillmen's first drive on offense will start at the Falcons 35. So Ryan Miller looking to end the final regular season game of his career on a high note, as this drive will start at the River Valley's 36-yard line. Hillmen line up in shotgun. Ryan Miller, one tailback to his left. It's Baylor Kelly who gets the carry as Baylor breaks one tackle and then some. He's right up towards the first down marker at the 25. Big gain there for Baylor. And Baylor, who was not necessarily utilized a whole bunch on senior night, Sean Jones got a lot of those carries. Gain of 8 there on 1st and 10 for Baylor. So 2nd and 2 coming up now for the Hillmen from the 38. They're going to go up the middle to Sean Jones. Play action. It's a fake. Baylor in the flat makes one man miss. Breaks it inside. Breaks one tackle. Has the first down and more as Baylor Kelly wrapped up at around the 15. So Baylor Kelly, 2 plays, 1 run, and 1 pass play. It'll be good for a first down, as the Hillmen have this ball now at what it looks to be the 12-yard line, 13-yard line. 1st and 10 coming up now for Placer. Ryan Miller under center. Sends Baylor in motion, gives it to him on the end around. He has blockers. Baylor cuts it back inside. Far side, touchdown, Placer. Hillmen. So in less than 5 plays, the Hillmen go right down the field for a touchdown, and it is 6-0 Placer, with 9:28 to go in the first. That was 40. Andrew Marcus set to kick the PAT.
That last snap, yes, it did look like an under to me.
9:28 to go. The Hillmen, good snap, good hold. The extra PAT is good. And the Hillmen are up 7-0 with 9:28 to go in the first quarter. This impending kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your Auburn needs in the Auburn area. So the Hillmen right on par for the course, go right down the field and score to make it 7-0. This might be one of those games, folks, that gets out of hand early. So be prepared for a running clock as quick as potentially the second quarter, the way this thing is going to go. River Valley 2-7 on the season. And the Hillmen on the direct opposite course at 7-2. Marcus set to kick this one away. It's going to be a squib kick to near the 40-yard line, and it's fielded by River Valley as they will begin their second drive of the ball game from their own 42. This ball will actually start, or this drive will actually start at the Falcons' 38-yard line. So here we go with 9:25 to go. River Valley shotgun formation, multiple back set formation. They're going to run it again, and there's no hole. And the Hillmen are going to tackle the running back for a loss as Luke Platzer came up and laid the wood there. It's a loss of a couple. Second down coming up. And this is the type of game that the Hillmen, no doubt, they're probably going to win, to be honest with you. If you want my 2 cents, they're probably going to win this one handily. But going into the postseason, you want to see what you have going forward. Second and 14, a loss of 4 on the halfback toss to the near side for River Valley. 8:50 to play. Shotgun formation. Bootleg out to the far side. Pressure coming. That ball was going to be incomplete at the 50, and so third and long coming up. And as mentioned, this is going to get out of hand pretty quickly if this stays the par for the course. .839 to play. Third and 14 for the Hillmen. On defense, looking to shore up all the loose ends going into the postseason. 8:39 to play. Shotgun formation. High snap. River Valley back to pass. Pressure coming. It's going to be a screen pass. Plenty of blockers as the Hillmen cannot stop River Valley, and River Valley gets a first down to midfield. So the Falcons get a first down with 8:28 to play in the first. So for the first time tonight, the Hillmen cannot get off the field on third down. .810 to play in the first quarter. Shotgun for River Valley. They're going to hand it off up the middle. It's a to be a gain of about maybe one or two pending forward progress. They're going to officially mark it a run of two up the middle. So for the first time tonight, River Valley is in Placer Hillmen territory as they get this ball to the 49-yard line. Shotgun formation. Multiple tailback set once again. Play action. Pressure coming. They're going to throw it up there. It's a high fly ball and incomplete. It was lobbed up to the near side. Incomplete at the 30. And so now we've got third down coming up. And the Hillmen once again looked to get off the field. And that was literally looked like a throw that resembled a punt on that play. As the Hillmen now look to get off the field on third and 8, River Valley will have to get to the 41-40-yard line of Placer to convert. Another empty back formation. It's going to be a run up the middle, and it's not going to get anywhere near as close to a first down, and it'll be fourth down coming up now. So the Hillmen once again hanging firm, and It looks like River Valley is intending to go for it here with 7 minutes to play in the first. They've got to get to the 41, so the Hillmen looking to stay strong here on fourth down. It's been a couple of times where they haven't been able to get off the field on fourth down. The snap is botched, and Ivan Da Silva, it's him and the quarterback. He's pulled free, and he finally tries to throw it at the last minute, incomplete, and the Hillmen will take over on downs. Ivan Da Silva burst through the middle of that line. The quarterback saw red. He actually did a great job of getting Ivan Da Silva off him. He spun around, but by that time, the cavalry had came, and the Hillmen in those great white jerseys, that defensive front, had got there. And in the end, they had to throw the ball away, and it was incomplete. So now the Hillmen start the second drive at the 43. They're going to go up the middle, and that's going to be Sean Jones, who gets the carry as Sean Jones gets to around the River Valley 30-yard line. It's a first down there, a gain of a 10-plus for Mr. Jones. And the what a year Sean Jones has had, over 800 rushing yards. And Baylor Kelly has followed suit, one of the best 1-2 punches in the area when it comes to tailbacks. 6:20 to play, first and 10, fresh new set of downs for the Hillmen from the 31. Back to pass, Ryan Miller. He's got a man. It's out at the far side. Pass is caught near the sticks.
That first play looked like a 40 to me.
And it looks like it was caught by Kiefer Abs, and it was. Second and short coming up now as Abs got to the first down marker. Nearly. Well, actually, it's a gain of 6, so second and 4 coming up with 5:53 to play in the first quarter. Ryan Miller under center sends Baylor Kelly in motion. They're going to go up the middle running the football as Alex Lopez gets it. Lopez still going, trudging forward. It looks like they're going to have Lopez stop just short of the marker. It'll be third and inches coming up. And they're actually going to move the sticks now, so it's first down with 5:40 to go. They say Lopez got enough for 4 yards there with 5:35 to play in the first quarter. Here come the Hillmen. Ryan Miller under center on first and 10. Tailback formation. They're going to go up the middle to Sean Jones. Jones has blockers. He's tripped up at the last minute. It looked like Sean was getting ready to go into the end zone, and he just tripped over his own guy with 5:19 to play. It's good enough for a first down as the ball now is advanced to the 10-yard line of River Valley with 5:12 to play in the first. Clock running as the Hillmen now looking to take as much time off the clock as possible. 7-0. We are officially under 5 minutes. Miller faking to Jones up the middle. End around to Baylor. Cuts back inside. Touchdown, Placer Hillmen. And the Hillmen have made it a 2-score game just like that, 13-0. And in other news, we have been given free burritos by River Valley. That's called good sportsmanship. Thank you so much. And it's hot, 13-0. And that's one of the best plays that the Hillmen have drawn up all year, more on the football aspect of this night. They faked Deshaun up the middle, end around to Baylor, and it worked to perfection. 4:55 to go. Hillmen up 13-0, now up 14-0 after Andrew Marcus bangs home the extra point. 14-0 as the Hillmen have had no problem scoring so far this year. And tonight they have followed suit another game, at least the fifth game or more, where they've scored 14 points or more. And you think about how the season just started, it seemed like 3 days ago against Casa Roble, where the Hillmen won in an impressive fashion, 4:55 to go, and eight or so games later, the Hillmen now 7-2, looking to go to 8-2 on the year, and no doubt the postseason is right around the corner when things will matter, and this is a team that many people think can get to the next step, get to the next level, and win it all. Have to take it one step at a time as Andrew Marcus skips the ball at around the 40. The Hillmen pick up the ball. The Hillmen have it. River Valley tried to field it. They couldn't do it cleanly, and the Hillmen have the ball now at least the Falcon 35-yard line. It'll be interesting to see where they mark it. Andrew Marcus was given specific orders probably by Joey Montoya to not kick it deep. He tried to skip it like a rock across the River. It hit the River Valley player in the face mask. And just in stride, the Hillman picked up the kickoff return. Ryan Miller, play action, back to pass on first and 10. Going to go for it all. Has a man downfield. Caught. Touchdown. Blaster Hillman. And the Hillman are up 20-0. Just like that, as Kiefer Abs on the bootleg out to the near side. Had nobody covering him, and the Hillman are up 20-0 with 4:45 to play in the first quarter. The extra point by Marcus is good. With 4:45 to play, the Hillmen are up 21-0. So, like we mentioned, there was a possibility that there would be a running clock early in this game, and we are ahead of schedule. The Hillmen are up 21-0. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, for all your trophy needs, go to Auburn Trophies. And the Mel's Diner for all your culinary needs. Go to the Mel's Diner for good times, good laughs, good memories, and good food. The Hillman up 21-0. They've racked off 14 points in the last 2 minutes of gameplay, and now Andrew Marcus will skip it again. River Valley still can't field it, and the Hillman have it again. Holy mackerel, it looks like the Hillmen have recovered another kickoff return. And they do. And this ball is now at the River Valley 25. And so the Hillmen are getting set to go in yet again. There's nothing that would foresee them not doing that unless the whole team decides to call it a day and walk off the field. 21-0, 4:39 to go. Ball is at the 24-yard line, and Joey Montoya and his Hillmen go up the middle. Sean Jones has it. Jones still going. Sean breaks another tackle. Sean's going to score. Touchdown, Placer Hillman. It's 27-0. And with 4:30 in the first quarter, the Hillman are up 27-love. So Baylor Kelly has been in. Kiefer Abs has been in. And now Sean Jones have been in, the main seniors on senior night. Ending on a high note with three touchdowns, and Ryan Miller should also preface through the touchdown pass to Kiefer Abs. It's 27-0. The kick by Andrew Marcus is up, and it's no good. So the Hillman will not be perfect tonight, as it's only 27-0 after Andrew Marcus cannot make the PAT. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, for all your Auburn Trophy needs, go to Auburn Trophies.
Maybe.
27-0, and River Valley is able to finally get this kickoff. It went right to the ball carrier, and he got it. So River Valley will go on offense now for what seems like the first time in about a half an hour. First and 10 now from River Valley, as they will mark this football by the looks of it at the 47-yard line as River Valley gets set to go back on offense and hopefully score some points. The good news is the last time they were on the field, they got it in Hillman territory, so things are looking up now for the Falcons. So run up the middle for River Valley on first and 10. Gain of maybe one or two. 4:13 to play in the first, and running clock begins on the next one. Nobody can see anything in this booth right now because of the fog, but we're trying our best here. Ball at the 49-yard line for River Valley. It's a gain of two, they'll say. Second and eight coming up. .350 to play in the first. Shotgun formation. They're going to go up the middle, and it's going to be a gain of maybe another two or three. Third down coming up now with 3:40 to play. You have to wonder, at this rate, no doubt the game is already in hand. Will Joey Montoya pull the starters after the first quarter?
Yep, absolutely.
You don't want to be in a position where you're running the risk of a potential injury a week before the playoffs start.
You think you'd want to be a two-way guy first.
Then again, you don't want to get, maybe complacent and run the risk of guys being rusty as breaking free is the River Valley running back. He's across the 50, but nonetheless, they do not get it on third down. Fourth down coming up now. It was third and seven, and with that run there, it looks to be fourth and four. Ball is marked now at the Hillman 47-yard line. And so the Hillman will now once again try to get off the field on fourth down with 2:38 to play in the first quarter. And so the Falcons of River Valley now will go for it. They've got to get to the 43-yard line of Placer. Shotgun formation. They go up the middle. They have the first down and more as River Valley busts through the seams, and they move the ball to the Hillman 39. Ball is now at the 39-yard line of Placer. First down. More than enough for the first down conversion. Shotgun formation. River Valley going to run it up the middle. It's a gain of about one or two again from the 39. So now we're going to get a timeout. Wait to see what the timeout is for. And it's on Joey Montoya, so he'll use his first timeout. We'll go to a commercial break here. The Hillman up big with 1:40 to go in the first quarter. They lead River Valley on KHI Radio 950 AM 104.5 FM.
For over 30 years, Sunrise Natural Foods has been dedicated to helping our community find the best supplements and health foods for a vibrant, healthy lifestyle. Our expert buyers and product consultants carefully select top-quality, science-backed nutritional products to ensure you're putting the best ingredients in your body. Those 55 and better save 15% every Wednesday, and everyone saves on hundreds of products every day. Visit Sunrise Natural Foods today, where we look forward to serving you for the next 30 years.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 KHI.
Welcome back. Second down now for River Valley as they will look to continue to move the ball, play action. River Valley over the middle. It's intercepted by Baylor Kelly at the 22. Baylor's got blockers. He's out across the 35 to the Hillman 40, and he's finally wrestled down. And so Baylor Kelly with a 27-0 ball game with an interception there with 1:26 to play in the first. And if the Hillman score here, it's going to go right to a running clock. Baylor Kelly trying to speed up the process here as the ball is at the Hillman 40-yard line. It's going to be under center, Ryan Miller. And with 1:13 to play, it looks like we are going to go to a running clock. So up the middle, they're going to give it. And that carry to around the Hillman 45 is going to go to Sean Jones. So a minute to go in the first as we finally have gotten to a running clock. And I think all parties can agree that it's in the best interest. River Valley is trying to work out some kinks to end the season the Hillman just trying to make sure nobody gets hurt. 45 seconds to go, 27-0 Hillman here in the first quarter. They're going to send one man in motion. The give is to Baylor. Baylor on the end around, far side, still going, out across to River Valley territory, and he's out of bounds at around the 42. And now we've got a flag on the field. For a moment, it's a first down here. It's going to be a personal foul on the Hillman. And that'll negate that first down run by Baylor Kelly. So that'll push the ball back into Placer territory. That penalty, that personal foul penalty, it'll go from River Valley territory back to the 42-yard line. So with 34 seconds to go in the first quarter, the Hillman just looking to run out the clock on the first quarter. Ryan Miller, that pass is caught by Kiefer, and then it's dropped to the 50 on the slant route. Incomplete. 30 seconds to play now in the first quarter. The Hillmen now are facing a third down. Be third and nine here. They've got to get the ball to midfield right at the 50 in order to move the sticks. End around to Baylor on third down. Baylor has the first down as he tumbles over himself to the 50 on a somersault. And the Hillmen have the first down with 21 seconds to play in the first. So the Hillmen have had no trouble moving the ball tonight, and that is a good sign going into the postseason. It was an end around to Baylor Kelly, which is one of those plays they love the most. 30-0. The Hillmen now with a fresh new set of downs, looking to close out the first quarter on a high note. Under center, Ryan Miller hands off to Baylor Kelly. Baylor's under the center. He's gone. Baylor will score. 15-10-5. Touchdown, Placer Hillman. So Baylor Kelly is into the end zone, and the Hillmen have officially now scored 30 points or more, 33-0 now. As the Hillmen have broken free and have busted this game more than wide open with 11 seconds to play in the first. Andrew Marcus, who missed the last PAT, will look to kick the extra point. Kick is up, and it is good, so it is 34-0. As the Hillmen showing no signs of slowing down here in the regular season finale. And this next kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, for all your Auburn Trophy needs, go to Auburn Trophies. And, of course, the Mel's Diner, for all your Mel's Diner needs, as far as food, good times, good laughs, and good eats. Go to the Mel's Diner. Thank you for joining us here to the ending of the regular season. Keith Joganatis on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. 11 seconds to play in the first. As the Hillmen looking to end on a high note, they've scored on every single play, or every single drive, I should say, so far in this game. Andrew Marcus sends this one flying to the 15. River Valley can't field it. Now they do. The ball carrier reverses course. Reverses course again, and he's finally slammed down at around the 5-yard line as the Hillmen now look to close the first quarter out with 4 seconds to go and just get the time off the clock here to start the second quarter. And you have to love the urgency that the Hillmen have come out with in the regular season finale. Obviously, they're aware they were probably going to win this game by a lot of points and by a wide margin, but no doubt they wanted to continue to make sure that everything is running smooth and operating smooth, and so far it has tonight. 34-0. This drive for River Valley will start, by the looks of it, at their own, we'll call it, 7-yard line. High snap. Quarterback keeps it. Looks for a hole. Goes up the middle. Finds nothing. And that will do it for the first quarter. Here, Hillman lead it 34-0. We're going to go to a quick commercial break here on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
For over 30 years now, Echo Valley Ranch has been serving the community with quality farm and ranch products. Farmer's Brand and Purina Feed. Quality hay, alfalfa, and straw, all with delivery available. Looking for endurance tack? At Echo Valley Ranch, they outfit Tevis Cup Riders with bridles, halters, and reins. Need to keep your critters corralled? Echo Valley Ranch has horse shelters, fencing, gates, and panels for every size animal on your spread, and expert advice to help you design the perfect home for your livestock. Do you like eggs? Get your chicks at Echo Valley Ranch and watch those laying hens produce fresh eggs for you and the entire family. At Echo Valley Ranch, they have something for every animal you own, including the cow's favorite, the Salt Lick. Visit Echo Valley Ranch for the highest quality dog and cat food, all at competitive prices. Echo Valley Ranch, 205 Nevada Street, or call 530-823-1482. That's 823-1482. Echo Valley Ranch, your downtown feed store, and a whole lot more.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back. Keith Joganatis, K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Your Hillman lead at 34-0 against River Valley. The Falcons, 2-7 on the year. Your Hillman, 7-2, on their way to 8-2. Second and 9 coming up now for River Valley as we've changed sides of the field with 11:48. And the ball carrier breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle, 35-40. And that is the biggest play of the game for River Valley as they get the ball all the way to what looks to be the 43-yard line of their own territory inside of the field. So River Valley, you got to give them credit, showing some signs of life, not backing down, despite being down by that wide a margin. Ball is at the River Valley 43-yard line. Ball's going to go up the middle as River Valley now has it at the 46-yard line. Gain of a couple there on first and 10. 10:57 to play in the first half. And it looks like the ball has been advanced to the Falcon 47-yard line. Gain of 4 there. Second and 6 coming up now for River Valley. Shotgun formation, multiple set with multiple tailbacks. They run it up the middle again, and this time they're going to get maybe one or two as well. Third down coming up now, and the Hillmen just looking to stop them on defense here so that they can get the ball back and officially make this a running clock. Running clock doesn't start until it's 35-0. The Hillmen obviously missing one PAT, and thus the game has continued at the same exact speed as it would on a normal game. Ball is marked at the River Valley 49-yard line, 3rd and 5. They're going to say they lost 1 yard there. They've got to get it to the Placer 47, shotgun formation. 9:54 to play in the first half, and now we're going to get a whistle. It's going to be another timeout, and it's going to be a timeout for River Valley. We're going to take a 30-second commercial break here. Your Hillman up 34-0, 3rd and 5 coming up in the second quarter on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Anderson Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHI Radio. Now, back to the game.
Welcome back, KHI Radio. Third and five now, 34-0 Hillman. Looking to get off the field on defense. High snap. And it looks like River Valley is going to be, after the second attempt, gets the first down. They ran it up the middle on a quarterback keeper. The Hillman had it blocked off for a moment, but then River Valley pushed through and got the first down on the QB keeper as the ball was officially spotted at the Hillman 45. Shotgun formation on River Valley on first and 10, and they're going to break a couple tackles there, and they're going to get the ball down to near the Placer 40-yard line. Looks to be about a gain of five there with 9:07 to play in the first half. And they're actually going to call it a gain of three, so second and seven now from the Hillman 41 as the Hillman looking to pitch a shutout on defense. Nearly halfway there. It's been a great defensive year for them. A bunch of turnovers and big plays when they needed it the most, seemingly. Going to go up the middle. Nothing there on second and seven. It'll be third and seven coming up now. 8:33 to play in the first half. As the Hillman once again are going to try to get off the field here on third and six. Eight minutes to play here in the first half. It's going to be another run, and it looks like the Hillman, they might have got the first down. Ball's on the ground. It's a fumble on the run. Fumble on the play. They're going to say that he was down, and so with 7:44 to play, it'll be either near the six or first down. The ball was officially marked at the 37. So they're going to say the ball carrier for River Valley was marked short, fourth and two coming up. 7:25 to play in the first. The Hillman trying to avoid having this drive continue. River Valley got to get to the 38. It's going to be another fumble, and the Hillman picked this one up for sure at their own 40. And so the Hillman now will take over at their own 40 and look to finally put the remaining points on the board to make this a running clock with 7:13 to play in the first half.
Yes, Anthony. We got Ryan still in.
6:55 to play in the first half. The ball is marked at the Placer 41. It's going to be under center for Ryan Miller. They're going to go up the middle again, and they might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage on first and 10 as Sean Jones carried the football there. Second down, they're actually going to give Sean 2 yards there. So second and eight coming up now from the 43-yard line. Second and seven now with 6:16 to play. Ryan Miller under center. Going to hand it off to Alex Lopez. Lopez tries to cut inside, had nowhere to go as Alex has stopped the line of scrimmage. Third down coming up for the Hillmen now with 6:03 to play in the first. .548 to go now, third and seven. Ball's going to be at the 48-yard line, or they have to get to the River Valley 48-yard line. Alex Lopez, end around, still going, has the first down and more. So Alex Lopez on the end around to the far side gets it to go. Ball's going to be at the 46-yard line now. .513 to play. 5:08 to play now. Ryan Miller under center. Going to hand it off to Sean Jones. Sean bounced it out to the outside across the 45 and finally upended at the Falcon 40. At least a gain of 5 there for Sean Jones. The Hillmen have ran the football extremely well this year. Tonight has been no exception. They continue to rack up the yards. They're over 100 yards rushing on the night. Yet again, another impressive running display for Placer. Ball is at the River Valley 40-yard line with 4:30 to play in the first half. Ryan Miller under center. Play action. Pressure coming. Ryan going to throw it to the near side. Pass is caught at the 15, and it's dropped by Merrick Azzarello. So third and 5 coming up now as Merrick had a little bit of space there, but he might have slipped on the turf as the ball was going to the other side of his body. And as he tried to corral it, he slipped and fell. Third and 5 coming up now with 4:07 to play, and it looks like we've officially gone to our running clock as we are under 4 minutes to go here in the first half. .352 to go. Over the middle, it's going to be another big run to the 25. And there's flags on the field as Alex Lopez gets up a little slow, but he's okay now. Got some flags. Ball is at the 25. The refs are going to congregate here to see what the flags are on. The refs are still talking about who the flags are on. The Hillmen are walking backwards. With 3:42 to go, and it's going to be on the Hillmen as they pedal backwards to around the 50-yard line. And it is going to be a personal foul call. There's two of them on the Hillmen, so not just one, but two personal foul calls on Placer. Ball's at the 45-yard line, so the two personal foul calls on the Hillmen take them from all the way to River Valley territory back to their own side of the field, to their own 45, and so this is going to be third and way long now coming up after they converted it with flying colors on the run to Alex Lopez. Third down and 20, 3:39 to play in the first half. The Hillmen still leading by a comfortable margin, 34 to nothing, and it's going to be interesting to see how they're able to potentially attempt to convert this third down. Ryan Miller back to pass on third and 20. Has time. Going to fire it downfield. Has Merrick Azzarello, who cannot bring it in at the River Valley 20, as Merrick jumped up in the air to grab it, and it was broken up by the defensive back at the last moment. Under 3 minutes to go as the Hillmen lead it 34 to nothing. Alex Lopez gets it on fourth down. And Alex Lopez cuts it inside 20-15, and he's still going. First down for the Hillmen. So Alex Lopez on, I wonder if that was still third and long or fourth and long. Nonetheless, the Hillmen convert it. They get 20 or more yards with Alex Lopez, and Lopez, who has played in pretty much garbage time this whole year, with a big run there. 2:05 to play in the first half. Hillmen are going to go up the middle. This one is going to be to Santa Maria, who's into the end zone. Touchdown, Hillmen. And with 1:55 to play, the Hillmen are up 40 to nothing. So William Santa Maria with this touchdown. 1:39 to play in the first half. So now Marcus set to kick the PAT. Snap good, hold good, and it is good for Andrew Marcus. With 1:22 to play, the Hillmen lead it 41 to nothing. And this kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your Auburn Trophy needs. Go to Auburn Trophies. 1:09 to play as River Valley coming off the field. And with a minute left, you have to wonder if there is even going to be a kickoff, and by the looks of it, there is. 59 seconds remaining in the first half as we are going to obviously been a running clock, and the game's starting to speed up a little bit more here. 50 seconds left as the Hillmen are going to take their time as they unload this. And it's a dropped kickoff as it's a fumble yet again. As River Valley is unable to field the ball cleanly yet again on the kickoff. And with 15 seconds, that might just be the end of the first half. And it looks like it's going to be as your Hillmen will go into halftime leading it 41 to nothing against River Valley. One more half of football left in the 2024 regular season. And we're going to go to commercial break here for halftime on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Anderson Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
Wow, 2023 saw home insurance soar out of control, forcing many people to actually contemplate selling their home. Brandon Harris here to say it's not all doom and gloom. At Homer Insurance, you'll talk to real insurance experts that have real solutions. We work with dozens of real estate companies helping their agents solve problems every day. If you think you're paying too much, give us a crack and call Homer Insurance today at 916-339-7070. 916-339-7070.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For classic American food in a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn, a proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn. Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on K.
For over 30 years, Sunrise Natural Foods has been dedicated to helping our community find the best supplements and health foods for a vibrant, healthy lifestyle. Our expert buyers and product consultants carefully select top-quality, science-backed nutritional products to ensure you're putting the best ingredients in your body. Those 55 and better save 15% every Wednesday, and everyone saves on hundreds of products every day. Visit Sunrise Natural Foods today, where we look forward to serving you for the next 30 years.
Strictly Toyota's on Stadium Way, just behind Placer High, is committed to providing their customers with excellent service, period. They understand that automotive maintenance and repair is neither convenient nor fun. They value their customers and always put them first, listening to problems and helping find solutions. In addition to Toyotas and Hondas, Strictly Toyotas also services Subaru, Nissan, and Infiniti, as well as other domestic vehicles. Stop in at Strictly Toyotas at 135 Stadium Way in Auburn or call them at 887-0808. Strictly Toyotas.
For over 30 years now, Echo Valley Ranch has been serving the community with quality farm and ranch products. Farmer's Brand and Purina Feed, quality hay, alfalfa, and straw, all with delivery available. Looking for endurance tack? At Echo Valley Ranch, they outfit Tevis Cup Riders with bridles, halters, and reins. Need to keep your critters corralled? Echo Valley Ranch has horse shelters, fencing, gates, and panels for every size animal on your spread, and expert advice to help you design the perfect home for your livestock. Do you like eggs? Get your chicks at Echo Valley Ranch and watch those laying hens produce fresh eggs for you and the entire family. At Echo Valley Ranch, they have something for every animal you own, including the cow's favorite, the Salt Lick. Visit Echo Valley Ranch for the highest quality dog and cat food, all at competitive prices. Echo Valley Ranch, 205 Nevada Street, or call 530-823-1482. That's 823-1482. Echo Valley Ranch, your downtown feed store, and a whole lot more.
Anderson Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
And here's your K-High News for Friday, November 1st. I'm Chris Quant. Woman rescued after falling about 40 feet into well with water, Placer County fire crews say. This is from the Sacramento Bee. A woman who fell about 40 feet into a well with water in Placer County was rescued Thursday by multiple agencies. Firefighters with the Penryn Fire Protection District were called for a technical rescue to the 3,000 block of Taylor Road at a subsurface well, according to the fire district. Rescuers made contact with the fall victim prior to the successful rescue, the district said in an 11:45 a.m. update. The woman, described as alert and talking, fell into a hole down 30 to 40 feet with water at the bottom, said CAL FIRE, which also responded to the scene to help. Crews placed a harness around the woman to hoist her up, according to the latest update provided by CAL FIRE on social media. The Placer Hills and South Placer Fire Protection Districts, Rockland Fire Department, and Placer County Sheriff's Office all responded to the scene to help. Weather whiplash. Northern California swings from heat wave to snowfall. This is from Fox 40 News. From triple-digit heat to snow and rain, October has been a contrasting month of weather from Northern California and the Sacramento region. The last 2 weeks of October have been promising for those wishing to end the heat. The Sierra Nevada received its first measurable snow on October 17th, and the valley received significant rainfall on Thursday. There has also been a sizable drop in temperatures as the month started in the high 90s and is now hovering between the mid to low 60s. On Thursday morning, the Sierra received another round of measurable snowfall along the I-80 corridor as the snowpack continues to rebuild. The National Weather Service issued a winter weather advisory for higher elevations of the Sierra through 5 p.m. on Thursday. They forecasted 2 to 4 inches of snow to fall above 6,000 feet. The California Highway Patrol also issued chain controls along Interstate 80 between Yuba Pass and Truckee as snow continued to fall. A second wet weather system is forecasted to return to Northern California sometime on Friday or Saturday. Back with more news after this.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Continuing now with your KHI News from the Morning Brew, OpenAI launched a ChatGPT search engine. The new feature, appropriately named ChatGPT Search, went live for paid ChatGPT Plus and Team users yesterday and will launch for free and enterprise users in the coming weeks. It allows users to search the web in real time like they would with Google or other search engines, but OpenAI boasts that it's free of ads and can answer more controversial queries than its rivals. OpenAI, which closed a new funding round at a $157 billion valuation last month, has partnered with several news publishers to bolster its search feature. Microsoft's Copilot and Google's Gemini already allow users to get up-to-date information from the internet. Comcast might spin off its cable TV networks. The company's president, Mike Cavanaugh, told reporters on an earnings call that the media giant is considering creating a separate company for its roster of cable channels, which includes CNBC, MSNBC, USA Network, and Bravo, to reignite a paid TV industry that's hemorrhaging viewers. Cavanaugh also said Comcast is looking to add a partner for its Peacock streaming service to help it grow. The service has 36 million subscribers, well short of the streaming leader Netflix's 283 million. Per The Hollywood Reporter, Paramount Plus and Warner Brothers Discovery's Max are two potential options to join forces with Peacock. And from The Morning Brew, here's what else is brewing. Ford paused production of its F-150 Lightning electric truck from mid-November to early January as demand for the once-coveted EV dwindles. Peloton named Peter Stern the co-founder of Apple Fitness Plus as its next CEO. Starbucks is bringing back Sharpie names on cups for the first time in 4 years. As new CEO Brian Nickel tries to shake up the struggling coffee chain, Google Maps will soon integrate AI features with more detailed parking options, walking directions, and restaurant recommendations. And the Grammys will move from CBS to Disney outlets ABC, Hulu, and Disney Plus starting in 2027 as part of a 10-year, $500 million deal. And finally, also from the Morning Brew, today's word of the day is hegemony, meaning influence or authority over others, especially by one country. And that's your K-High News for this Friday, November 1st. I'm Chris Quant.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Calling all big thinkers. The world's climate is changing. These aren't new facts, but it means we must think in new ways about how we can live, prosper, and provide energy for our world while protecting our planet. Engineers are answering the call to create cleaner, safer, reliable energy. Solar power, harnessing the power of the sun to light all corners of the globe. Wind power, channeling a simple breeze to bring electricity to our homes. Hydro power, using the natural flow of water to generate electricity. Nuclear power, engineering advanced reactors that are safer, more reliable, and produce zero carbon emissions. Engineers are leading the way and empowering the next generation. Engineers answer the call. Brought to you by the National Academy of Engineering. Learn more at nae.edu.
The Native community is big for me. Makes me feel good to pass on our Arapaho traditions. My kids love going up to the Sundance. I like to tell people the Sundance is about family. It's about the tribe. It's not just about the dancer. It's kind of like life. As a Sundancer, I'm just one spoke in the wheel. I need my family there. I need my role models. I need my people there, especially my children. You know, coming in that door, my family is ready to see me and they believe in me. Before, I'd never seen that from my people. But now when I walk in that door and I see those smiling faces and they're happy to see me, that's special. With my four kids, all I ask for them in Arapaho ways is health and happiness. Nothing more, nothing less.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Day one, diagnosis day. The hardest day. The day you hear,
"I'm sorry, this is a type of blood cancer."
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
On day 185, LLS helped me file my insurance claims properly.
We are here for you. We exist for everyone fighting leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and other types of blood cancer.
LLS provided immediate financial support that helped me keep my business going through treatment.
Day 5,840 and counting, and I'm still in remission.
To learn more and get help on day one, day two, day 983, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572. That's LLS.org, 1-800-955-4572.
As a veteran, you get a lot of advice. But wisdom's harder to come by.
Oh.
A lot of people imagine themselves in our shoes without understanding the weight on our shoulders. The truth is, few can understand the pressure of finding your own way after serving in the military. But few isn't none. You've got support. You can't control the chaos, but you can chart your way through it. Steady yourself. Take a breath. You're not alone. Learn more at maketheconnection.net.
A dog? I'm not. I was born for a purpose, to bring you hope, to guide you out of darkness, to stand by you as you rediscover life. When past battles cloud your mind, I push them away. You tell me I'm your hero, just as you are mine. You hold me when you're afraid, whisper that I saved you. With me by your side, no challenge is too great, no night too dark. I'm your guide, your companion, your friend, your light. A dog? I'm not. With me, you see the world again.
Discover hope at Dogs, Inc. Visit us at dogsinc.org to learn more.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back to the start of the second half. 41-0 Placer. They're going to get the ball to start the second half here. And for the Hillmen, they have got 24 minutes left in the regular season until they advance to 8-2. Surely, as that ball goes right directly to the front of the line at the 45, and a running clock for the rest of the game as the Hillmen's first drive of the second half will start from their own 45. And for the Hillmen, no doubt, just want to get out of this second half in one piece and no injuries, nothing crazy of that sort. By the looks of it, it looks like the Hillmen have subbed out a majority of the starters. As they go up the middle, and that ball is advanced around the 50-yard line. Going to give him 6 yards on that carry for the Hillmen. Second and four coming up, so the Hillmen will finish this season, no doubt, 8-2 on the season. Go in to next year, or these playoffs, not next year, the playoffs, looking to advance farther than they did last year. Maldonado got the last carry. They're going to go up the middle to Maldonado again. He's out across the 50 and into River Valley territory. Just short of first down, it's going to be third and about three coming up. Ball is placed at the 46-yard line. Ten-11 to play. Hillmen are going to try their best to run as much time off the clock as possible, up 41-0. As a flag on the field before the third down play even gets started. Looks like it's going to be offsides by River Valley, so first down for the Hillmen. They're actually going to move it back, so it's on the Hillmen. 5-yard penalty, they're going to move it back to the Placer 49. Third and seven now after that penalty and flag on the field. The Hillmen have officially taken out all of their starters as they gear up for the postseason. They throw it to the 50. Pass is caught by Seth Hurd, who has wrestled down to the ground, as Hurd will be just short of the first down marker. It actually looks like this ball was complete to Beveridge Harrison, the junior defensive back. So 4th and 7 coming up now for the Hillmen. 8:47 to go in the third. The Hillmen are just looking to continue the game and get this over with as soon as possible. Hillmen go under center. Now we're going to get a flag on the field. A lot of movement there, and as a result, the ball is going to be pushed back another 5 yards, and so the Hillmen now will punt it away on 4th and 10. Actually, 4th and 12, excuse me. So the punt is incoming for the Hillmen. 7:53 to play in the third. Good snap, good hold. Ball is high, and it's going to drop at the 33-yard line. And the ball is going to be marked down at the 36-yard line. .7:30 to play in the third quarter. River Valley now will get the ball on their first drive of the third quarter. .7:09 to play. That's going to be a run up the middle for River Valley as they're out across the 40, their own 40. Gain of about 6 there. And so the Hillmen now go into the postseason. And obviously last year was not what they had hoped for, but they were banking on this great senior class and what was to come. And they exceeded all expectations. A miscue here or there against Roseville and 12 Bridges. But nonetheless, other than that, they have had a great season, and going into the postseason, they're going to be a very dangerous team. Gain of 4 there on first down, 2nd and 6. They're going to give it on the handoff. It's actually a play action. They try to throw it on the screen pass to the flat on the near side at around the 45, their own 45, River Valley, that is, incomplete. 3rd and 6 coming up now with 6:20 to play in the third. The Hillmen know what awaits. It could be a situation where them and 12 Bridges play in the section championship. That is a strong possibility. Third down was 6:03 to play in the third. They're going to go up the middle. It might be that River Valley got it. They're right at the sticks, and they're actually going to give them the first down now with 5:45 to play in the third. First and 10 with 5:30 to play in the third quarter. Ball is marked at the RV46. Shotgun formation, multiple back formation. Roll out near side. They're going to dump it off. Pass is incomplete with 5:15 to play. 2nd and 10 coming up now for the Falcons. Under 5 minutes to play now in the third. Ball is marked at the 46 with 4:50 to go. The run up the middle on 2nd down. Gets it back to the line of scrimmage. 3rd down coming up now. .425 to play. It'll be 3rd and 11. They're actually going to say he lost one, the running back, that is, on the 2nd down carry. So River Valley looking to try to hopefully score some points before their season ends. It's going to be a QB keeper up the middle. The quarterback has drilled it around the 47, and we're going to get a flag coming in late after that hit. Man, what a hit it was. It looks like it was either Etsy or somebody else that laid the wood there. 3:45 to play in the third. And it looks like it's a personal foul penalty on the Hillman, they're going to call it. It's a 15-yard personal foul penalty as the ball is moved to the 39-yard line of the Hillman. So you go from fourth down to the ball being in your own territory. 3:17 to play in the third quarter as the Hillman, after a personal foul penalty, have River Valley in their own territory. Play action. It's going to be a long pass just out of reach of the receiver. Incomplete with 3:02 to play in the third. It was going to be a surefire touchdown if the quarterback put it on the money. A great play action play there. Nobody home. So now second and 10 coming up with 2:49 to play in the third. It's a run up the middle on second and 10. And it looks like River Valley might have got close to the sticks on first down. As the ball now is at the 30-yard line with 2:18 to play in the third. To play. Ball is at the 31-yard line of the Hillman. It'll be third and two now, so River Valley has got to get to at least the 28. Shotgun formation. On the handoff, they bounce it out to the outside. The Falcons have the first down and then some. With 1:49, they go in the third. It's a fresh new set of downs now for the Falcons. So River Valley getting closer and closer to finally putting some points on the board in this game. First and 10, ball is spotted now at the Hillman 28-27-yard line. 1:24 to play in the third as River Valley trying to get some points on the board here. And a big play there up the middle for River Valley. Ball is down to the 20-yard line. Second and three coming up now as the Hillman trying to avoid giving up even the smallest points here. Shotgun for River Valley. Play action. Quarterback bootlegs out to the near side. Pass is incomplete. Too high. Incomplete around the 20-yard line. And with 30 seconds left, it looks like it'll be third and short now for River Valley. As they've got to get the ball past the 10-yard line with 15 seconds left to go. And that might just be the end of the third quarter, and it looks like it will. So one more quarter left in the regular season. Your Hillman lead it 41-0 on the road against River Valley. They're going to 8-2 when the clock hits triple zeros here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Every day we talk to business owners, large and small, about the headaches they face with workman's compensation. The rates keep going up and those audits are a nightmare. Hi, Vince Harris from Homer Insurance. We tie your payroll and your work comp to mitigate much of the auditing issues, and the savings you'll enjoy will amaze you. Call us today at Homer Insurance, 339-7070, and see how much you can save. That number again, 916-339-7070.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 KHI.
Welcome back, KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Keith Joganatis on the call. Ball is at the 20-yard line for River Valley, who is looking to end this game on a high note and score. Clock has ran. It's a run up the middle, and River Valley is going to put some points on the board and score on the run. So Adrian Walter is in for River Valley on the 20-yard scamper. And so they finally are on the board. ...11:15 to play in the final quarter of the regular season. And on the first play of the fourth quarter, River Valley finally gets some points on the board. It's 41-6. They're going to go for two here. Play action. Now they're going to toss it, and they don't get it. So Placer is able to make the stop on the two-point conversion. So no two-point conversion there, 41-6. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your Auburn Trophy needs. Go to Auburn Trophies in the Auburn Trophy area. ...10:15 to play here in the final quarter of the regular season, as the Hillmen lead at 41-6 after River Valley finally puts some points on the board. So this kick by River Valley is going to bounce off the Hillman. We're going to wait and see who got it. And it looks like the Hillman have recovered. And so with 9 minutes to go, the Hillman now are going to look to just run as much clock as possible. ...9:15 to go, and this drive will start at the 42-yard line for the Hillman. They're going to pitch it out to the near side, as that ball has crossed the 45 on the pitch with 8:48 to play, as getting that carry for the Hillman. Looks like it was... Try to see the number here. Might have been Charles Sermons. I don't know just for sure. The fog and the rain have limited our sight here, but the ball is at the 46. Hillman up 41-0 with 8:24 to play in the fourth. Just looking to take their time here and melt as much clock as possible. And this one is a carry on the inside and getting it for a couple there. ...8 minutes to play here. 49-yard line for the Hillman. Under center. Run up the middle. The Hillman have the first down and then some, as that ball is out near the 42. And a great run there for the Hillman. And getting that one is Saren Betts for sure. Ball's at the 47. Fresh new set of downs here with 7:13 to play in the final quarter of the final game of the 2024 regular season. Now it's just going to come down to what the committee says for the Hillmen, where they belong, and no doubt the Hillmen, who have outscored and outshined and outperformed a majority of the teams this year, are looking great for the postseason, no doubt. Ball is at the Placer, or actually the RV42. It's an end around, cutting it inside of the 40 and the 35. Very close to the marker. .623 to play in the fourth. Ball is marked down at the 34. They're going to go up the middle again. Now it's an end around. Now they went up the middle. No, there's no end around. It's a fake. Up the middle for a couple. Just 5 minutes remaining here. It's going to be third and short. Actually, they're going to give them the first down now. So first down for the Hillmen. The ball marked at the River Valley 37. And again, it's just going to come down to the committee and what they think of the Hillmen. And no doubt they'll earn one of the top tier seeds in the section. And then from there, it's just about handling business in the postseason and going on the type of run and playing the type of football that they are known to play and have been known to play this entire year. 5:28 to go. First and 10 now for the Hillmen inside the RV 35. Play action. Liam Grant has that one incomplete with 5:20. Second and 10 coming up. Five minutes to go, second and 10 coming up. .437 to play. They're going to go up the middle around the 30-yard line. Ball's at the 30 now with 4:18 to play. So third down coming up, going to be third and 10 with 4:05 to play in regulation. And the Hillmen are just taking their time now, looking to melt as much clock as possible. It's going to be a jet sweep and a great tackle at around the 35 on Sarenbitz, the ball carrier. Ball is spotted at the Hillmen, or excuse me, the River Valley 35 with 3:40 to play. And so Placer just looking to chew off the remaining 3 minutes of clock. .305 to play as the Hillmen on fourth down are just kind of punt this, and that one rolls to the back of the end zone. And so with 2:40 to play, River Valley will have this ball at their own 20. .225 to play in the fourth. 2:17 to play now. Ball is marked at the River Valley 20-yard line. Two minutes now as River Valley at their own 20. Option, quarterback breaks the tackle, still going, and is finally whirlwind and wrestled down at the 25. Under 2 minutes now as the game is all but over. .145 remaining in the fourth. River Valley going to try to throw it up there, and it's incomplete with 1:15 to play in regulation. And only a minute left on the season, and the Placer Hillmen, what a crazy year it's been. They go from winning more games definitely from last year, but now at 8-2, firing on all cylinders, looking to go into the postseason now to get it going and finally, hopefully, winning that illustrious state championship that has eluded them in the past. River Valley, one more play as this one's out across the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, and the ball carrier tackled in Placer territory with 30 seconds remaining, and that might be the final play of the season for River Valley. And technically the regular season for the Hillmen. Ball is spotted at the Hillmen 39 with 15 seconds remaining. It looks like the Falcons are going to get one more playoff here in the shotgun. Ball carrier is wrestled down in the backfield, and that will do it. The Placer Hillmen finish the regular season with a record of 8-2, and they punctuate it with a resounding win, 41-6, over the River Valley Falcons. The Hillmen, 8-2, going into the postseason now, looking to finally go deeper than they have in years past. That'll be it. We're going to go to commercial break. Postgame show up next here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. The final score, the Hillmen 41, River Valley 6. Don't go anywhere.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHI Radio. Now, back to the game.
Welcome back. Post-game show here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Keith Joganos with you here as your Hillmen just finished the season with a 41-6 victory over the River Valley Falcons here in Yuba City. So the Hillmen finished this season 8-2, and we now go into the postseason, and as last year they did not go far, but this year many around town not only expected them to get into the postseason, now it's about finishing on a high note and going deep in the postseason. You got to think, no injuries, no problems on offense tonight, no problems on defense tonight. It should be an amazing next couple of days to see where we stack up in the bracket, where we're going to be. But I think the main point that has been driven home, especially throughout the year, is they are as good as any team in the area. They can play with any team in the area. And the two losses they had, you know, albeit the first one to Roseville was on a last-second field goal that was missed, and then the second one with 12 Bridges, they just got off to a poor start. But the Hillmen, no doubt, are one of the better teams in the area. They showed it tonight. They showed it throughout the season to finish 8-2. And now it's about going and taking it one game at a time, because the first game you lose is the last game of your season. But nonetheless, Your Placer Hillmen are 8-2 in the 2024 campaign. We will go to the postseason. The final score tonight, the Hillmen 41, River Valley 6. For everyone in a KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM, Keith Joganatis signing off. The next time we talk to you, it'll be a postseason game for the men from the hills here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM, saying it is always a great day to be a Hillman. Have a good weekend.
Placer Hillman Football has been brought to you on KI by these great sponsors. Please support them whenever you can. Depot Bay Coffee Roasters, Mackey Heating and Air, Mel's Diner Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, the Roseville Auto Mall, Auburn Trophies, and by Foreman Eye Care. You'll hear every Placer Hillman game this season right here on 104.5 FM and 950 AM KHI. Good night, and thanks for listening.